in the closet. Last call, we filled the streets for 25 years. Thousands, proud and queer. We honor those who paved the way, who gave us Freedom Day.
We're out to stay. This is Freedom Day. We're out to stay. This is Freedom Day.
Let's build a world without borders, where differences are okay. A world without borders, where prejudice fades away. Prejudice fades away. We march down Washington a million strong. Our message to the nation, we belong. We won't give in, we'll keep up the fight. We want justice, our basic human right. We fly the rainbow flag. Dykes in suits, boys in drag.
This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to Queer Music Heritage. This is sort of a history show, normally heard on the fourth Monday of the month as part of the show Queer Voices on KPFT-FM in Houston. My focus is to preserve and share the GLBT music of our history, and I'll mark 10 years of doing that next January. And since June marks the 40th anniversary of Stonewall, I wanted to do something special, a bonus show where every song is about Stonewall. And in several cases, I have short quotes by the artists talking about their songs. I started off with Suzanne Simone, an artist I really don't know much about other than that she's from San Francisco and released her only album in 1995 called Freedom Day, and that was the title track. Most of the songs you'll hear are from the 90s, but I want to go right away to the oldest song lyrically about Stonewall, and actually what I consider the first explicitly gay liberation song. It was written and recorded by Madeline Davis, and she has a lot of history of her own. She was one of the early members of the Mattachine Society in Buffalo, New York, and was president of that chapter for many years. One of her biggest honors was in 1972, when she was elected as the first openly lesbian delegate to a major national political convention. It, of course, was the Democratic Convention that nominated McGovern. She's an award-winning author and has many other accomplishments, but I want to get to the music, and to let you hear her talk about her song, Stonewall Nation.
I went to the first march I ever attended in 1971. It was a march on the state capitol in Albany. We were at the head of this line of just hundreds of people, and I'd never been in a march before, and it was scary, and it was wonderful at the same time. And I was so high from that experience that on the way home, I wrote in my notebook the words to Stonewall Nation and also a poem called From the Steps of the Capitol 1971, which is on the reverse side of the original 45 recording of Stonewall Nation. That was produced at the end of 71 by the Mattachine Society. I think we produced 545 RPM records, and people actually bought them. And I know that Craig Rodwell, owner of the Oscar Wilde bookstore, he would play it in his bookstore every June during Gay Pride, and I was delighted.
I don't want to see my brothers kicked into the dust no more. Their dreams all turn to rust no more, no more, no more. I don't want to see my sisters having to give in no more. Their love and cold are sin no more, no more, no more. And the Stonewall Nation gonna have its liberation. Wait and see. Just to wait and see. For together we can rise up of it. We're gonna be ourselves and love it. Stonewall Nation is gonna be free. Brothers, march along. We're all gonna sing our song right now. Right now. Sisters, take me by the hand. We're gonna build our promised land.
This next song is one of my favorites about Stonewall, and that's its title. The artist is Jimmy Worm, and his 1995 CD was called I Pledge, which was packed full of very political songs. I asked him which one made him the most proud.
I think probably of all of the songs that I've written, the one that is the most meaningful when I listen to it is probably Stonewall, just because it summarizes in my mind a lot of history. I think in that song for me, something in embracing who those people were helps me in some way appreciate really how easy I have it right now. You know, I'm here in Seattle and I can walk down any street holding my boyfriend's hand and I have really no worries at all. And I think back to where that started and how difficult it had to be to make those first moves. I don't know, the song just really, what I wanted it to be was a big thank you to those people who had to go through the really scary stuff for me to enjoy what I enjoy right now.
Stonewall, take a look around tonight. Take a look around tonight, you're gonna find your worth. Stonewall, if you stand up, you just might. If you shout out, you just might get your message heard. Stonewall, Dorothy's gone with the ruby shoes. Ain't nothing left to lose over this rainbow. Stonewall,
looking around tonight. I'm looking around tonight. I'm gonna find my world. Stonewall. I've been hiding far too long. I've been thinking I'm not strong enough to be heard. Stonewall. You are my very soul. Repression takes its toll and I turn to you. Stonewall. You're giving me strength to win. Let the battling begin. Our waiting days are through. And even if I'm pushed aside, even if I'm lost inside, they can tie my tongue and bind my feet. But this world will still remember. Because no one knows the price I'd pay to be free. I'd sacrifice my love. Sacrifice you ever caring. Sacrifice my blood. I feel that sweet, sweet freedom nearing. And even if I'm pushed aside, even if I'm lost inside, they can tie my tongue.
Jimmy Worm and Stonewall. And I really admire this next song, done by an artist just going by the name Melinda. Her 1994 cassette tape, Dyke Dramas, is quite hard to find, so I'm glad to share with you her song, Remember Stonewall.
June 28, back in 1969, I was a prepubescent child of nine, as I lie in my bed. Folks out fighting for me. And in the dark of the night, hung a fully rounded moon, Judy Garland was buried that very afternoon. And on Christopher Street, in a place they all would meet, then a movement started. Stonewall. New York City Vice busted in a routine raid of the Stonewall Inn. But tonight, the score would be different. Dykes and fags fighting strong against the long arm of the law. They were bound and determined to take no more. For a future generation. was not there, but I remember Stonewall. They were fighting through the night. They were fighting for their rights. They were fighting. From my sisters and brothers before me. And no, I was not there, but I will always remember Stonewall, my people fighting through the night in sacrifice and struggle for a future generation. I was not there, but Stonewall. No, I was not there, but I remember Stonewall.
Ooh. The year 1994 marked the 25th anniversary of Stonewall, and one of my artist friends, Tom Wilson Weinberg, put together a recording called Don't Mess With Mary in celebration of the event. He already had one related song called Before Stonewall that had appeared in his hit and very gay musical 10% Review. But he revamped it, and this time it was performed by the New York City Gay Men's Chorus Chamber Choir.
There was a time before liberation when all the witches were mad and moonstruck, when shrinking and shocking and mocking were rife, we still found each other, the ones in the life. There was a time before demonstrations when queens and fairies were shy and fearful. We ran and we hid from the fist and the knife.
Do you have the time?
Have you got a light, dear?
Change for a dime.
Do you come here often?
I see what you mean.
I know a tavern where we won't be seen.
There was a time before celebration. Stonewall, we heard the jokes and we
Also from Tom Wilson Weinberg's CD, Don't Mess with Mary, that was Bricks and Bottles by Jan Tilley. Of course, I've got a song by a transgendered artist. In 1999, Jessica Xavier released an album called Changeling, and I love it because it really dug deep into expressing the transgender experience. But of more general GLBT meaning was her song Stonewall.
I wrote that song very specifically back in the early 90s because I was concerned that we were getting 30 years on from the Stonewall Rebellion. And due to a lot of sociopolitical forces and identity politics and assimilation that our history was being lost, I was concerned because at the time we were fighting a lot of inclusion battles. Trying to become part of the gay and lesbian political agenda, and that was proving to be very difficult. And so Stonewall was kind of a reminder that trans people did play a very significant role in the birth of gay liberation. And my friend, sister, mentor, mother, hero, heroine, goddess Sylvia Rivera is really who the song was dedicated to. She was one of the true heroes of the trans movement as well as the LGBT movement, and she loved the song and was very, very excited and happy that I had written it, because she too was concerned that her place in history was going to be forgotten, and I'll never let that happen.
Time for a quick diversion that you probably won't expect, with a bit of the song No Matter What Sign You Are by Diana Ross and the Supremes, and I'll explain why you're hearing it. That song, of course, was not about Stonewall, but according to the website of a group called the Stonewall Veterans Association, that was the number one song on the jukebox in the Stonewall Inn during the last week of June, 1969.
As I read the daily paper, I'm more and more amazed at a world that once was easy to define. For today I read a warning on this balmy summer morning of June 28th, 1969. It says here, whenever you see a homosexual walking by, give him a smile and wave and call a cheery hi. Don't degrade him as you may usually do. Don't forget that homos may have feelings too. Whenever you see a pair of lesbians in the street, say howdy do or something equally sweet. Don't revile them or otherwise criticize, or you may be in for a little surprise. It seems that there's an inn with homos within, a charming, adorable place, unassuming and quiet. But last night when the police came to establish some peace, the charming, adorable customers started a riot. So when you see two women walking arm in arm, don't give them any cause to feel alarm. Don't throw rocks and bellow,
hey, you lumberjack,
'cause the lesbians and gays are fighting back. The lesbians and gays are fighting back. Smile and say hello to any homo that you see on the street.
That was called Stonewall Serenade and was from the 1995 musical by Eric Lane Barnes called Fairy Tales. One of our most political folk singers is Sandy Rapp, and from her 1995 album, We the People, comes a song with a little different slant on the subject. It's called Everyone Was at Stonewall.
Where were you in the June of 69? Did you sing a song of Susanna, Sweet Caroline? Did you walk on the moon or were both feet on the ground? Were you Woodstock bound? Those were the days when the bars became our home, 'cause we had no church or state to call our home. And they raided the bars and the cars were on patrol, and they bugged our phone. But there came a time, a summer's night, everyone turned out to join the fight. Not a 20 million strong, not a queer soul was at home. To hear it told, to hear it told, everyone was at Stonewall. It's widely known, not a soul was home. Every G&L has a New York tale to tell, 'cause Stonewall was everyone. Did you hear the coins go rolling round the square? Did you see the crowd with long, beautiful hair? Did you see them throw the building in the air? 'Cause you were there. And was it true? Did a cry go through from the village on up Second Avenue? Did they hear it at Uncle Charlie's and at three, that they were free? To hear it told, everyone was at Stonewall. It's widely known, not a soul was home. Every G&L has a New York tale to tell, 'cause Stonewall was everyone. Now the post office, which in those days screened our mail, with a mind putting some of us in jail, has cast a stamp in the image of us all for the old Stonewall. And though the Congress continues to queer our goose, and the Pentagon is still out on the loose, Connecticut, Hawaii, Wisconsin, Vermont, California, New Jersey, Minnesota, Massachusetts have all come through. And it won't be long, it won't be long, till a president will sing the Stonewall song. And we'll be heading off the White House thronged where we belong, to hear it told. Everyone was at Stonewall. It's widely known, not a soul was cold. Every GNL has a New York tale to tell, 'cause Stonewall was everyone. To hear it told, everyone was at Stonewall. It's widely known, not a soul was cold. Every GNL has a New York tale to tell, 'cause Stonewall.
Did you know there was a rap song that fits this show? Actually, it's by an act that was probably the very first to do lyrically gay rap songs. They were from Los Angeles and were called Age of Consent, and were active from 1981 to 1985. Their work was compiled on a 2004 CD called Old School on the Down Low, and I'll let you hear group member John Callahan talk about his motivation for writing the song.
I really wanted to do a rap about the Stonewall Rebellion, and more people don't know anything about it. So I went to Jim Kepner at the time and told him what I was interested in. He, you know, gave me information. I interviewed Morris Kite. I talked to the sort of the gay, you know, godfathers here, and then we just started writing it. And we all the details in there about the women and the drag queens and throwing of the coins and all that kind of stuff, that's all real. And we wanted to put those kinds of details in so people would hopefully believe that what we're talking about is not a made-up song, but something that actually happened.
Are you ready for a story? Story of good.
Story of bad.
This story made us fight and mad.
His story.
Her story.
Our story.
Gay story. History.
Gay history. Rap.
Well, back in 1969, a band, a couple of them named Seymour Pine and the Boys Blue, decided it was time to keep the faggots and dice in line. So off they marched to a village bar. And they pushed too far. Their mission was to punish sin. They met a surprise at the Stonewall Inn.
Gay history rap. Stonewall Inn was a sleazy place. To get in, they had to know your face. Reason was mighty clear. You couldn't run a bar for queers. Prices inside were double. We paid them cause we didn't want trouble. Something was brewing inside. Faggots, dykes, feeling pride. Stage was set, people in place. Cops and queers face to face.
Rap. First three arrested were in drag, but these were not cringing fags. And a crowd gathered, seeing the scene, shouted support to those three queens. Through the door came one more queer, stocky little woman who knew no fear. Screaming, kicking, punching pigs. Crowd gave a yell because she wasn't too big. Running and hiding was a thing of the past. When this tough dice started kicking ass.
History.
We'll be right back.
was Reagan's son of queer.
Party over there.
Anita says she doesn't care.
Rejoice, be seen. Is Prince really a queen?
Now that the nation has swung to the right and more people have seen the light. Murder, fighting, more fights.
From 1982, that was Age of Consent and their song, History Rap. I had to edit that song just a touch to make it ready for broadcast radio, and I also had to do that with this next one. It takes us all the way to Australia and to artist Peter Hicks, and I think it's really neat to know that Stonewall inspired people all over the world. Peter explains how he and his partner Jeff wrote the song.
I'm kind of really the odd one to be talking about it because my partner Jeff kind of the lyricist. And I'm kind of the tune writer in our kind of setup. But again, you know, when we first got together, Jeff was kind of, you know, he's a little bit older than me. He went through the English sort of gay pride thing that was happening in the 70s. Very much influenced by that was the Stonewall events of 1969. You know, there's aspects of it which never would have happened unless the people stood up in Stonewall in 69 and said, hey, you know, you've come around and stuffed us around one time too many and we're just not going to take it anymore. I just think it's pretty much a seminal, if not the seminal event of awareness, awakenings of gay and lesbian pride and transsexual pride, etc., etc.
Wasn't there something in Australia similar to Stonewall about 10 years later?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess, you know, this is part of the history that kind of gets glossed over. But I think about 10 years after Stonewall, so it would have been 79, so it was decided to have a march in celebration, you know, a commemoration march. And it happened in Australia in about June, which, you know, is our sort of colder period. But the police at the time decided that in their, you know, wisdom or extreme lack thereof, that, hey, we can't allow this sort of thing to happen. You know, like it was okay for people to go to bars and sort of do what they want to do in the sort of cover of night, but these people are coming out in the open and expressing their sexuality. You know, they weren't rooting on the streets or anything. They were just holding hands or hugging or whatever. But that was a bit too much for our police at the time. It, you know, because they were being oppressed, everybody joined in and it became like a Stonewall. It became the beginnings of what was the Mardi Gras. But I guess this was a catalyst, you know, a very strong catalyst.
It was a hot and sticky New York night way back in 69, when the cops set out to have themselves a real good smashing time. With guns and batons oozing hate, they piled into their cars and they rode off to the village to drive the gays out of their bars. First stop was at Stonewall like a dozen times before. They chose it cause the people there were also kinda poor. Puerto Ricans, blacks and whites in that cellar bar run down. It was a place they'd come to call their own in their corner of that town. Okay, you men, let's get them fags. The cop was big and mean. Now I've seen some cops, but man, this one was the ugliest I've seen. With loaded guns and batons drawn, the cops launched their attack. Then a voice rang out back off, you pigs, this time we're fighting back. Yeah, a voice rang out back off, you pigs, this time we're fighting back. Ashtrays, anything were used in self-defense. And when the bleeding cops were beaten back, 300 more were sent. They came with dogs in riot gear like an occupying force. But the heroes of that Stonewall bar stood up bravely for their cause. Yes, we remember Stonewall and that New York dark summer night, when our people show that we can win if we stand up for our rights. They still attack us with their lies and abuse us cause we're gay. But we're never being driven back, we're proud, we're here to stay. No, we're never being driven back, we're proud, we're here to stay. No, we're never being beaten back, we're out, we're here to stay.
You can only find that song on Peter's four-song cassette. It's from 1993 and is called The Man with the Pink Triangle. We're getting close to the end, and I can't leave out another favorite of mine. It's a rather playful song from the 1995 album The Sacred and the Queer, and is by Jalen Ricks. It's called I Saw Jesus Down at Stonewall. Down to the last song, and I want to thank you all for sharing my look at Songs About Stonewall. There's a lot more information, along with photos of the artists and recordings, at my website. That's at www.queermusicheritage.com. And if you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle, and again, thank you for listening to Queer Music Heritage. My very first show was in January of 2000, and I closed it with a song put together by John Gilbert Levitt called Pride. It's kind of a history song, and we tend to forget too much of our history. So I'm glad that he's updated it and created a video to go with it, so you can see many, many historic photos of our journey.
I came up with the idea for Pride in the summer of 1999, when the media started hyping the coming new millennium and at the same time did countless retrospectives of 20th century history. When I realized that gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender history was being overlooked or ignored or just thought of as unworthy of mentioning, I realized there was a void. I also realized when gay history is talked about, Stonewall is the only familiar event that seems to come up, and there's a lot more that happened before and after 1969. The most important meaning Pride has for me is that it can be used as a learning tool to enlighten some and educate others. After that, I guess, Pride is a tribute to the people in the past who gave up so much of themselves and had the courage to stand up and fight in a world so different than the world I grew up in. It's a lot easier for us today, and I can't imagine the adversity people like Magnus Hirschfeld or Harry Hay or Barbara Giddings or James Baldwin felt. They had great courage. We still have a long way to go for total equality and acceptance, and that can only come with education and exposure, and of course with votes.
Top hats and button shoes, erotic intense midnight cruise, Berlin Gay Society in 1903. Sigmund Freud's Vienna's hype identifies the homotype, the intermediate sex, and heterodoxy. The gay wave moves across the sea, hello there, Miss Liberty. Betty Boop is hot and hooches out in the cold. Greenwich Village, Bloomsbury, gays in high society. Harlem Night, Chicago fights, Leopold and Loeb. Shows Olympic mind, put on your pink triangles and put up your hands. A-bomb, 50s keen, the Kinsey shake, the cactus scene. James Dean, Patter Sheen, Doris Day, and Harry Hay. Donald Webster, Corey Rex, Joe McCarthy picks a fight. J. Edgar Allan Poe, shame on you, what else do you better do? Christine Jorgensen's reborn, daughters of Elias Ford, Ginsburg, Naked Lush, Giovanni's room. Marilyn, the beatnik scene, Jackie's in her Cassini, Vatican too, and something's coming soon.
Summer 1969, the heat is rising all the time. Over the rainbow, Judy Garland sleeps. Snowball bomb, Betty Boo, heads with broken bottles through. Out of the bars and into the streets.
Pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side.
Is Bankstown, Game Cloud, Oscar Wilde, Bookstore, Sister George, Dunbury, Tales of the City, and Peter Bryant, Village People, Studio 54. Harveyville, Bluff Tree, Aaron Fritz, Ron Day, Torch on Trilogy, Boy George, GMHC, HIV Identified, Rakuts and Liberace, Bad Bowers versus Parkman's Hood, Reagan finally says the word. Barney Frank, AIDS, Grills, Act Up, Randy Shields, Queer Nation, Maple Thorpe, AZT, Amendment 2, Crack a Barrel, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Angels in America, Launch on DC, Regular Gators, Elton John, George Michael, what is going on? Little Affair, Riot Girls, spend a day at Disney World, Mads, yeah, the McVay case, Ian, Ben, and Will and Grace, Matthew Shepard, God bless you, what else can we look forward to? P.com, Vax, Jen, another Bush in Washington, Millennium March, Mary Jane, and Queer as Oak. Laurel's evil ways, bug chasers, ex-gays, 9/11, Mark Bingham, Father Michael Judge.
All its thoughts of marriage. Go home, Rosie, Crystal Meth, PNP, Mark Foley, Jim McGreevy, John Amici tells all. Doogie Howser, Lance Bass, Brokeback, Superman, Booth just does Judy at Carnegie Hall. Harry Craig, Vice Squad, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, John Dumbledore, Nutmeg State, Obama wins, so does Pompeii. 40 years ago, new and extra pair threw a sugar raid, became a movement, and our father July. Pride,
gotta have pride,
got to have pride.
Been pride too long to keep it inside.
Keep it inside.
Pride, gets it back and punch from the side.
From the side.
Pride is power, and power is pride.
Family.